Welcome to this very special episode of TV Campfire. We are going to review Torchwood Miracle Day, the first episode earlier than it premieres. And if you're listening to this podcast now, that means you don't care about spoilers because we are going to talk about the episode in detail. So stop now. Wait until after the episode premieres on July 8th.
Yes.
Yep.
If you would like to remain spoiler free. All right. And we have everybody introduce yourselves again. Who do we have this week?
David.
Josh.
Tom.
Peter.
And we just finished watching our screener of the episode, and we're going to give you our literally immediate thoughts. Mm-hmm. So let's go around the room. Go.
David.
pass.
You're going
to
pass?
No, I mean, come back to me. I don't know. I don't usually... I don't know. I think I liked it. I mean, I liked that there's... I did like it. Okay, I liked it. There was a lot of... It was basically like we just talked about. It's a setup episode, so it's establishing what the new parameters are. And so it's Jack and Gwen back together, and then whoever else is going to take
them. What do you think about the new... You got Mekhi Phifer and the blonde...
I like
blonde,
Mekhi Phifer.
Who's
so
the blonde chick?
I don't know her.
I don't know her character. So,
yeah,
so
I like
what
Mekhi Phifer from ER and whatnot. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how he plays into it. They talk about moving it to the States, which is an interesting twist, I guess, just to... I kind of like that it was set in the UK just because it's a little different from other shows, but, you know.
Yeah,
because
I think they shot this all in L.A. Mm. So.
Yeah.
Oh, they actually was right.
Yeah, it was shot in L.A.
Oh,
yeah.
Even the Wales stuff?
Well, no, they shot for about a week or two in Wales.
Okay.
And then everything
so I was like,
else.
That's a damn good
set.
No.
I'm sure they shot the same place, you know, the same stuff.
Yeah, they shot a couple weeks in Wales, and then they came back to the U.S. and they shot for like 6 months.
Because it's now on Starz. It wasn't on Starz last year,
right.
Was it?
Right.
Yeah.
When you say shot for 6 months, for the not just this one episode.
Yeah, for the whole season. For the 10 episodes.
For the 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's 10. Okay.
Yes.
10 episodes.
So, what'd you think?
I loved it. I thought it was a fantastic starter, set everything up. It was very well paced. We got into it. We've got a great premise. I'm totally in for this. I haven't been this excited about Torchwood for a while.
Well, I mean,
we haven't had Torchwood in a while. But, you know, I can't say that I was this excited about Children of Earth.
Ooh, I love Children
I know.
Of Earth.
Well, I mean, I guess the setup for Children of Earth was... difference. This is very
this
much
is
it feels
much,
bigger.
Plus
it's
coming
more,
off this is coming off Children of Earth that most
right.
most people genuinely really like.
Oh, I don't know.
I
love Children of Earth by the end. I wasn't that enthused about it when it started because I was like,
didn't like the new premise?
I didn't like the new premise, but this one I'm totally on board and I'm ready for it.
The pacing was good.
Yeah,
the pacing was very good. I don't expect them to keep it up like the pilot, but you know, it'll be interesting to
I did feel like the pacing was a little too fast in some places.
It was nonstop. It was kind of...
Yeah.
I like the relentless pacing, though. You've got to hit viewers. Starz is paying the bulk of this, and BBC, I guess, is like the minority partner, which is why more Americans in the cast were going to shoot it over here. And this was a great way to introduce it to an audience who probably hasn't seen it and will probably
mm-hmm.
run to Netflix or
yeah,
whatever to get the episodes. I always loved Mekhi Phifer. Great seeing... Gwen and Reese, and that baby is the cutest ever.
Oh
my
god! I am in love with this baby. This baby is
and then
adorable.
Jack. But I like Children of Earth quite a bit.
Right.
But this has such a provocative premise. What if nobody dies?
Right.
And they get horribly injured, disfigured,
decapitated,
burned. That was a really
it
nasty
was gross.
Scene.
It was
like,
so nasty.
Yeah.
And the little smirk on Jack's face when he's like, let's cut his head off and see what happens. And he gets this little grin. And I was like, if I didn't know Jack, I would think he was evil.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that was a little...
Yeah, person blows up in the episode and they find the remains.
And
he's
alive.
The guy is still blinking in pieces, but he's still breathing. And his eyes are still moving.
Well, his whole face
was
like, everything in his face was burned almost off except his eyes.
That really just,
creepy.
I'm curious to see
what they're
going to
do
because
with
I already know where you're going.
The Bill Pullman character, that's the setup for a nice villain if they're going
to... Oh, yeah.
Right.
He's supposed to be the big bad for
yeah.
season.
So I would say I've never been a big fan of Torchwood in general. I don't really like
Thank you, Debbie Downer.
That much. I will be the Debbie Downer on this one. I did like Children of Earth. I did like that. I thought it was a good... Five episodes. This is 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very good. I really like the premise, which is that for some people aren't dying, and then on the flip end, Jack Harkness now seems
now
injured.
Now
I'm wondering if his injuries will eventually heal. It's just that they're not super fast.
Right.
You know, like,
but
well,
now he's immortal.
Although it's weird because
well, you can't test that.
But if you've watched Doctor Who and stuff, technically, we know that in a way it all has to get fixed anyway.
Well, yeah, we do.
Because of the story of
storylines.
Right.
Yeah. So it takes that takes a little suspense out of it. I would say that we are introduced to a Bill Pullman character who's like a murderer rapist guy on death row who's going to be
executed
and they do the
lethal injection.
Injection, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so then he has
well,
this
it does work.
Or
it
does
just
work,
doesn't die.
But he doesn't die. And there's a great scene, probably my favorite scene in the whole episode, which was when I guess
the representative
of the governor is just like, well, we're not gonna let you go, and he's just like, well, actually, you do have to let me go because, and that's really good. I was like, oh, this guy is pretty interesting.
Yeah,
it was
like,
so he's good, totally like him. And if I had never seen the show, I would be like, oh, this is a really good villain, like, and he is, and I'm totally down with that. I just I do like Jack Harkness, but I thought Mekhi Phifer. I like Mekhi Phifer. I thought he played it maybe 10% a little too big.
Yeah.
In fact, when you were just earlier saying the pacing is really good, and it is really good.
Yeah.
I did feel like this. There's a scene where he basically is going from where is he in America?
Yeah,
is he in D.C.?
I think he's in D.C.
D.C. To actually get to Gwen and everything. And it's all done in like a really
fast
sequence. And actually, that wore out for me a little.
That was the scene
where
I was like, it was going a little too fast.
Yeah, it was a little
like,
too much. I was like,
he gets out of the hospital, gets into a cab. Very next scene, he gets out of the cab at the airport. And I'm like, wait, did he just like drive around the corner?
And part of it is because they want to do that when he's on the plane, someone takes his phone away, and we later find out that Jack Harkness. Like, so that's part of why they cut it that way. But that was the point in the premiere where actually my attention started to go, I'm getting a little worn out by its like fastness or whatever. Overall, I agree. I thought it was a good episode. My biggest problem is probably the stuff that is kind of carrying over from the show in general, which is that, you know, Gwen has a husband, now she has a baby. Baby is adorable, I would agree. I like, there's a scene where there's an explosion and she puts earmuffs.
Yeah.
Very cute. Of course, that's adorable. Like, she got the bazooka gun. I totally like that. And I really like Gwen. I've just never cared for her husband, so I feel like there are things that there are things that they're carrying over that if you're a fan of the show and you like those things, they've stayed with that. And part of me is kind of like, oh, I wish we could have gotten rid of that stuff, you know. But
this is Torchwood.
But it's right, exactly. Yeah, so I know. Also, I was a little disappointed that, not sure what they would have done, but if anybody who's seen the original Torchwood, Gwen at the time is the first, you know, she's like Kitty Pryde of the X-Men. She's the first character.
Uh-huh.
She's the character that we see Torchwood through her eyes.
Right.
And is it Harkness who gives her the drug?
Yeah.
And they do the same thing now for a blonde woman who is Mekhi Phifer's like partner or something like that.
She's a new cast member.
Kind of wish they'd come up with something different, you know? I was like, maybe they'll do something. Then I was like, it's the same move.
Well,
you know?
But it's
like,
retcon.
Yeah.
Retcon is
the
same
like,
Torchwood.
It's the same move, but you know what? She does get her memory restored in a somewhat different way.
And she's bruised because she fell exposed, so she's going to be like, what's going on with this?
Right. Yeah.
So no, actually, overall, I liked it, especially for a summer show. I don't know if I'm as on board to the, I've got to watch this every week, like clearly everybody else sounds.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's not bad. I mean, like, I like it, you know. If you get me, obviously, the highest compliment I would say is, if we had four more episodes, I'd be like, oh, put them on. Like, I want to, because I do really find the people not dying intriguing.
Yes.
Good. That's a good hook.
Yeah, that's
great
hook.
And it can lead to some very gruesome scenes.
Yes,
which I think,
yes.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, and there's
well,
a part
like,
where they're talking
well,
about
yeah.
the world, about Korea and everyone. Like, is it, what is it, Somalia not enough fighting?
Somalia's called a ceasefire because nobody's dying.
So that's
North Korea, on the other hand, has decided to mobilize their troops because, hey, we're invincible now.
Yeah, but I'm like, I don't know if I want to get my leg blown off and my head, arm
well,
blown off.
Yeah,
and then survive.
And that's the thing, like, Mekhi Phifer's character, Rex.
That is his interesting dilemma.
That's the really interesting thing because he dies from getting impaled through
the
heart.
Which is an awful wound.
Yeah, and he's still alive. But he's not recovering from the wound, so he's still limping, and he's got
bloody.
Yeah, and he's still bleeding. Bro. He's freebasing like painkillers just to keep himself going.
Yeah,
if
I had
a pole for your heart, you'd be doing.
So what
that
did you
too.
Think?
I agree with most of you. Though what's interesting is the Bill Pullman character. I don't understand how he fits into the overall.
Oh, I don't know either.
But
he's a good actor.
What
so
we've
I'm
seen
interested,
in the previews
know, so.
Is that like he becomes some sort of messianic character or something like that, or like he
oh that
he
would
cashes,
make sense.
He
oh,
cashes
oh,
in
oh,
on this immortality.
An emissary of the
yeah
of
like,
bad people, I guess.
Like
or darker
Yeah. Well, like the girl from 6 Feet Under. I can't remember her name.
Well, I don't want to know what's going to happen next.
I don't know what's going to happen next either. I'm just going off of what I saw in the previews.
We know she would. She even cast though.
Lauren Ambrose.
The redhead.
Yeah. She's some sort of publicist who is going to talk him into becoming some sort of messianic speaker Rock or something star. Like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. I didn't know.
Well, or running for office.
So you agree mostly with what we've said?
Mostly for the most part, I really liked it. I thought the change in venue is kind of weird. Like, all the stuff that's shot in L.A. looked a little cheaper than the stuff that was shot in Wales.
I agree.
The stuff that was shot in Wales was shot on film.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell it was shot on film.
Yeah.
The stuff that was shot in L.A. feels like they shot it on an HDV camera.
Yeah, well, they probably did.
Well, I know, and I could tell the difference, and it was a little weird, because I was like, you can shoot it on film in Wales, but then you come to L.A. and you shoot it on a camera, and it just...
Dude, everybody's shooting HDVs.
I know, but it's like the contrast... No, you normally can't tell. Yeah. The contrast was
definitely marked.
Right.
And I sort of took that as like, okay, we're moving from one location to another, we're changing everything, even the style, and this is how it used to be in Wales, and this is how it's going to be.
But I would agree with her, like, the way the... I mean, not just the film or the quality stuff, but even like the lighting or whatever, it felt more tangible. There's a scene where the blonde girl is, I guess she's in like a warehouse. It just looked kind of cheap.
Yeah,
you know, it almost looked like that Warehouse 13 show kind of. Yeah. I was just like, it's kind of cheap, you know.
I don't notice these things.
And normally Torchwood is actually pretty well of shot. All my criticisms, it's a very good looking show.
Right. Yeah.
So I would agree with Olivia. It is a little like, is that what the rest of the new stuff's gonna look like?
We'll
see.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought Jack in his very sparse apartment.
Well, that was fine. I know.
That was actually really good.
He's living off the grid.
Yeah.
That was
eating beans. I was like, oh, why?
He's like eating beans out of a pot. He's got like 5 laptops set up.
Yeah, that was just like, I was like, wow, your existence sucks, Jack. You know,
but sucks even more now that he's mortal.
Well, yeah. But I mean, the thing is, Jack is kind of used to that. But the thing that I liked about Torchwood in the first couple of seasons was the other members of the team kind of made him into a family. So he got away from that kind of existence and became kind of part of humanity. And I feel like now they're like, oh, he's back to where he was, and that's kind of sad to me.
I just think they were showing where he was without them, but now he's back with them.
And I'm sure, but I mean, we have to remember that everybody in Torchwood, except for Jack and Gwen, are now dead.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you for that depressing thought, too.
Sorry.
but it's true.
Comes up several times. It's like, you know, what is this Torchwood and why is everybody except for her dead?
Yeah. That was a cool thing. Like, she's talking with this one guy. The blonde girl's talking with this one guy. And he's like, I don't know much about Torchwood. I just know that everybody in it has died. And they died young.
What's interesting, though, about Jack now that he is mortal is I couldn't tell if he was terrified by the concept Or relieved.
Yeah. I couldn't tell either. Yeah.
I think he
more seems surprised.
He's definitely surprised. Moved, I think he's still just sort of processing it.
Yeah, he looked worried though. He did.
He did look worried. But I mean, like we all know from Doctor Who, the face of Bo, he's going to come out of this all right.
Well, we do know that. But I like him being confronted by the idea of that death. He can die right now.
The first thing that I guess I'm curious about the second episode or third is that it technically. When we were watching this, one of you said something like, "Oh, I think she blows up a helicopter."
Right.
And one of you said,
"Oh, yeah, I want to see zombies." I was like, "Bring on the zombies."
Because there is a weird part of me that's like, how do we know if it isn't that when you I think we're going, they're injured and now his injury will heal like a normal human being? What if that's not going to happen? What if Mekhi Phifer, that impalement stays that way?
Right.
That would be terrible.
That's what he wants to know.
Here's the thing, and this is like sort of what's been going through my head. Like, everybody on Earth is now immortal. And Gwen has this great discussion with Andy about how the population is going to boom.
Oh, that too. Insanely, right. Yeah.
And we're going to run out
very
of food.
Very quickly.
Very quickly, we're going to run out of food. What's there to eat? Other people.
And then
we have zombies.
And they did bring up also, in a really clever way, they say something like, it's like, well, it's only humans because if it was insects in 48 hours,
we'd have been overrun.
Yeah. So other animals,
right.
Organic plants, everything is normal.
That's why we're going to run out of food.
So it's targeted at humans.
I'll be interested to see who the culprit's going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, because so you think it's a cult?
Yeah, because well, you think about it.
You don't think it's a weird phenomenon? Said,
no,
they,
this is very targeted. So someone is behind this.
That's what they said.
Also,
somebody is behind this, and it's non-terrestrial.
Right, and it's very specific, and it's aimed at Torchwood because they started it, and they sent that Torchwood message
mm-hmm.
to the whole world.
And
Jack said
it wasn't
everything.
Him who sent the Torchwood message. It was him who had to kill it.
Kill it.
Right. So they obviously, and he came back to Earth because of that message.
Right.
My personal theory is they want to kill Jack.
That's what,
yeah.
that's what I think.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's what I think.
They, like, they draw him in, make him come back to Earth. Now he's mortal. The only chance you have to kill him is right now.
Yeah.
So then that leads to the question, is it somebody we've encountered?
I have no idea.
Would it be
know.
Then that they would, also then, would it be the moment they, their plan would be the moment they kill Jack, then they would let Earth go back to its normal thing?
Well, I mean,
because
that,
yeah.
that,
well, they don't even care about
yeah,
Earth.
Yeah, they don't
now.
Care, yeah.
yeah.
I
or actually, if they hate Earth, that's even better, because
and,
it's going to be overrun.
And the,
like,
the other
you
thing
know,
that
so.
I really liked is how they keep referencing back to the 456 from
mm-hmm.
Children of Earth. Like,
yep.
how there are all these new protocols in place
because of
the 456.
Yeah.
Which
right.
was which I thought was very cool and a nice callback to Children of Earth for those of us who are into it. Everybody else who is getting into this for the first time doesn't know what the 456
right.
are, but it doesn't take away from it.
No.
Right.
No, totally doesn't.
See, that's the kind of thing that they include something that adds, it's part of a bigger arc that adds something, but it doesn't detract from
new
the story that you're watching
right,
right now. There's
right.
enough
exactly.
in the story right now that's interesting.
Right.
And you said something really interesting, David. You said the pilot.
Yeah.
And this is actually the season 4
season,
premiere.
Season premiere.
But
it
plays
but
kind
it,
of
it
like
plays
a pilot.
Like
it does
a pilot.
Play like
yeah.
a pilot.
Because for most,
because
for many
they grouped
Americans,
them Children of Earth, and they
yeah.
grouped each season as a sort of self-contained.
Well, so this is Miracle Day.
Yes.
Yeah. Miracle
yes.
Day,
yes.
It's called
and
Torchwood
that,
Miracle Day.
And,
it's not
right.
Torchwood Season 4.
And that's what
right.
I like about
well,
it. It plays like a pilot.
I know, but
it doesn't remove everything that has already been established
right.
like
right.
a pilot might.
It fits
right.
Or like if you were
a
doing
restart.
a full restart or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, reboot.
It fits into the existing universe so that it doesn't offend anybody who's a fan
right.
of the other parts of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's what I really, really liked about this.
I do like that too. I didn't want them to do an entire a remake.
Right.
So I know I'm glad that
I didn't
they did that.
I didn't want
like,
them
I,
to do a reboot or anything like that. Yeah.
All right.
So we all liked it.
I think
general.
Thumbs up.
Yeah,
thumbs
definitely
up.
Thumbs up. I am down with Miracle Day.
I'm in.
All right. Talk to you guys next week. Feedback on this, tvcampfire@gmail.com. And we'll see you on the other
Twitter,
side.
Twitter, tvcampfire, facebook.com/tvcampfire, all that stuff.
Smoke signals. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.